Five Circle that Carl Frentress is our poor man's Aldo Leopold.
Carl grew up in a farming community, and both his grandfathers and grandmothers on both sides of the family were farmers, and he understood what the relationship between the land and people was at that time.
When I was a child, it was a huge, huge wilderness. I mean, this was like being in the Amazon jungle as far as I was concerned. There were all different kinds of things to experience. Many, many, many acres of upland woods, big marshes, and then the creek, the big bottomland hardwood forest, which was gallery. It was open. You could see for hundreds of yards through it.
As an adult, Carl Frentress has worked to recreate that environment throughout East Texas, restoring the native landscape tract by tract.
Carl has worked with, I would almost say, an untold number of people over the years. And that end result is that there are a lot of wetland projects on private landowners, areas around East Texas that otherwise wouldn't be there. And wildlife's a benefactor.
Wood ducks in particular have rebounded with Carl's successful wood duck box nesting program. He was also a primary force behind a tax exemption that enables landowners to keep their property in native vegetation.
Carl Frentress, in my opinion, is a doer, and it wouldn't have got done without him, quite simply.
And sound science is the foundation for all of his actions.
Carl is a scientist that I would consider to be really on the cutting edge of science, and it's on the cutting edge in many ways.
He is a person who understands the need for both ecological conservation of the resources commensurate with economic development.
When you're in industry, when you're in the private sector, you have shareholders, stockholders, you work to stay in business, and he sees that and works with us from that point of view.
And he is mentor to the next generation of biologists.
He's a teacher. You come to him with a question, and even if he knows the answer, he's not going to tell you. He's going to ask you a question in return, and he's going to make you think, and he likes to see it.
Carl's mission has been a simple one, to correct mistakes of the past.
All that's left of my grandfather's property now is the location where the gate was. I was around 15 or 16 years old when the actual construction of the lake began. The creek was stripped naked, but all the trees were taken off. The bottom of the forest was cleared, windrowed, and burned.
Working with natural systems instead of against them is at the core of Carl's environmental philosophy. A cutting-edge water reclamation project he has brought to Richland Creek Wildlife Management Area may keep another flat water reservoir from being built, saving for others what he couldn't save for his own family.
I think the resources of Texas are better off for Carl Frentress.